Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show. Here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood with you. We have got Randy. We have got Shay. We got you for a three-hour ride on this Bears NFL Monday with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. As always, we appreciate you keeping the conversation going, and that's where you can watch every show right here on ESPN 1000. Cap, I hope that you had a great Bearless Sunday. I did, watching so much greatness that is the National Football League.
I did. I got to watch a lot of football with my grandson, who loves football, and got to watch a bunch of really good teams, made some plays, and just enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to watch, and it got me to thinking. So I texted you guys.
Yep.
I had this discussion with my brother Bruce, who's a diehard sports fan like me.
Brother Brew.
He works for a living. He's an eye surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
But he has strong opinions. So he said, okay, if I told you going forward, you got to draft today current NFL quarterbacks, you got to keep them for the next 7 to 10 years. So they're your franchise quarterback. Not to win on Sunday, not to win next year, 7 to 10 years. So that knocks out Brady and Aaron Rodgers, people like that. Where's Justin in that discussion? How high on the list? Is he in the top five?
He's not in the top five just as of yet. Is he in the top 10? I think that he can emerge as being a top 10 guy. But everything's predicated on what the Bears do here in the offseason and in the future. As I've always told you, Cap, the whole thing for me as a Bears fan is do what's best for Justin Fields. If everyone covets him as the next coming in the NFL, then do right by him, by weapons, by protection, by a solid front office, whatever it takes. Other quarterbacks that have struggled or have started off slowly have been able to say, okay, well, we can see a glimpse. We can see down the line that this quarterback's going to be great. But the only way that you know that a quarterback is on the come is when he's got protection, when he has weapons to throw to, when the front office and the quarterback and the head coach are on the same page. Organizational structure and the solid organizations can be able to protect their quarterback. Hopefully the Bears have that.
Okay, so let's have that discussion.
All right.
If you are picking, and you don't have to do it in order, but I'm going to give you names. You tell me if you would take them ahead of Justin, knowing you got to keep him on the roster for at least 7 years.
I bet you and I both have the same number one.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
It's not Tannehill? I'm surprised.
It's not Tannehill.
It's not Ryan Tannehill? No, okay.
It is not him.
All right, it's
not Daniel Jones.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
New York Giants, okay. Not very good.
And it is not Andy Dalton.
Okay. Well, that's off the list then. Well, that's the end of that topic. Now, Mahomes is one. I agree with you. Okay.
Okay. What about Joe Burrow?
Yes. This is not a one-off for me. Mm-hmm. I believe that Cincinnati, listen, we talk about bad organizations over the years with the old man Brown there. I'll never forget the Rams-Bengals, right?
Yep.
The big, shiny, you know, a new stadium and all the stars there and everyone's there
last
from Los Angeles, last Super Bowl. Yeah. Everyone's having a fun time, Cap. And then they smash cut. They go right to, all right, let's take two. And there's Mike Brown looking like 1981, like the little bad hat, the rolled up Sporting News, you know, old suit. And it's just like, look at that. Here's shiny new Los Angeles. Here's the Rams, brand new stadium. And then here's a guy here that looks like you want to throw change at him because he looks homeless. That's what he looks like. And it's just like, but despite all that, Cincinnati has someone, man. They were already in the Super Bowl. I would say that Joe Burrow is going to get there again.
Agreed.
So he's on my list.
Yeah, with Ja'Marr Chase and all these other dudes he's got. Wow, are they good. Okay, so he's on your list. So there's two of them. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen will win a Super Bowl. If not this year, then the door's open for the next 5 to 8 years for him to get it done.
Here's my concern, and I love him. You know I'm a big, big fan. My concern is he plays such a physical style of ball, so physical, that he may not last, that he might break down. He's got a huge arm. He can run. He's 6'5". He's 250 pounds. He's not that guy, though, that ducks out of bounds, slides. He's going to put a beating on you.
Yes.
Can his body hang in there?
Yes. And the reason why that we both can say that for sure is because we saw Cam Newton play.
Correct.
And Ben Roethlisberger play.
Correct. Now, Ben didn't do it as much Cam did.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam broke down.
Yep.
Even that big, huge frame of Cam's, he can't do it anymore.
Here's hoping for Josh Allen that he's able to get at least one Super Bowl championship. That team's so talented.
Yep.
And yes, he has taken a beating. And yes, he does administer a beating to others. But man, let me tell you, I just think that the sky's the limit for him and that team. That is for sure.
So, all right, we've got three that we would take today ahead of Justin.
Sure, that's three.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I would say that Jalen Hurts, it's funny, watching the Eagles yesterday and thinking about all the Bears games we've seen with Justin, and we see Jalen Hurts running around with the football,
mm-hmm.
putting up a lot of yardage in that mm-hmm. blowout win they had yesterday.
Over the Giants.
Just you see that and you say, boy, with the weapons he has, solid offensive line, he has running lanes, I would say that he's in my top five. I think there's, based on yesterday and moving forward here, that guy's going to be MVP this year. I really believe that.
Yeah, probably right. So today I would have to say yes. I'm not the hugest Jalen Hurts fan. Very good player. Let me just be clear here. I don't think he's in the class of Mahomes and Burrow and Allen if Allen's healthy. Those three, for me, at the top are at the top for a reason.
I want you to start embracing Hurts more because
he's good.
Hurts and Justin might be looking in the mirror at each other.
No question about it.
That might be what you're looking at.
Correct.
If that's the ceiling and it means a Super Bowl, I'm good with it, Cap. But if you're going to run around like that, and it's not, and by the way, here's what I like about that Hurts, and I think Fields has a little bit of this as well. So Hurts, really not the guy at Oklahoma. Really was not the guy at Georgia, had to be replaced by Tua Tagovailoa in the championship game. And Alabama had to be replaced in the championship game against Georgia. Always had this chip on his shoulder. I feel like he has that every game.
Yeah, he's a very, very good football player. Would he be one of my top choices? I'm not sure. And he's probably going to win MVP this year. He's got a great team around him. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, I went back and did some reading. Mm-hmm. They were calling for, we got to find a new quarterback, 2 years ago. All of a sudden, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, add a little more on the offensive line. They've got their anchors, Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce. Fletcher Cox is still there. The defense is really good. You're like, wow, he looks like a different player. And he's really good. So right now we'll give him a check mark. So there's four that you would take ahead of Justin.
Okay.
Going into last night's game, there was grumbling. They talked about it on the broadcast. Justin Herbert, I don't know, man. He just doesn't look right. He was insanely good last night.
Yes, he was.
Justin Herbert gets a check mark for me.
I thought that he was fantastic. And we've been wondering what's up with this Chargers team, how people thought that they'd be a little bit further along. 7-6 is not bad, especially in this National Football League. But watching the game last night before I went to bed, Cap, watching them against the Dolphins, just the way that the Chargers hung in there against a good Dolphins team. So I thought that was really a gut check for them to win against a Dolphins team that's supposed to be possibly in the playoffs and the most relevant that the Dolphins have been in December, probably in 20 years.
So Justin Herbert this year, 13 games. 379 completions in 561 attempts. That's 67.6% completion percentage. 3,706 yards. That is second most behind only Patrick Mahomes. He's averaging 285.1 per game, 21 TDs to 7 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn good numbers. pretty damn good numbers.
You know, Williams, Allen, Eckler, that's all up there that they were able to get the job done and win against the Dolphins last night.
Okay. We've got.
So I'd agree with you on Herbert.
Okay, so there's.
By the way, Herbert's doing all that with cracked ribs, just to add to it. Mm-hmm. And his team around him has been a morgue all season. And yet, he's been like maybe the second best passer in football.
And his Charger team, for whatever reason, I feel like they're a good team, just not. There's something missing. Something just. With all that. I love Austin Eckler. And Mike Williams and Keenan Allen and Khalil Mack and Bosa. Like, they've got talent.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to tell you what's missing, Cap, is Joey Bosa. He's out.
Will he be back at all?
No.
Done for the year.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. Okay. Here's the next package of guys that I looked at. Trevor Lawrence.
No. No.
Really?
No, not yet.
So you'd put Justin ahead of him.
Mm-hmm. I believe that Justin has a brighter future. Matter of fact, I think the Bears have a brighter future. I do. Feel good about it.
Okay, tell me why the Bears have a brighter future than Jacksonville, who's farther along in their rebuild.
Well, I just think that this offseason will tell a greater story to kind of strengthen my point, because whatever they do here in this offseason tells me that they'll have a leg up. Jacksonville has players, there's no doubt about that. And I do like Marone, their head coach.
Doug Peterson.
I like their head coach. But I'm just, I believe that this offseason will tell a great story about their draft and free agency, that the Bears will be in the mix. 2024 is what I'm circling, but I think 23 will be a better season.
It better be a better season. Mm-hmm. I did the Bernie's Book Bank sponsored the Patrick Manley Long Snapper of the Year Award, and there was three outstanding candidates. Kid from Penn State won it. Mm-hmm. Kid from Oklahoma State, who's a local kid from the Naperville area, he was a finalist, along with a kid from Central Florida who was a two-time finalist. And I was there, and there were a bunch of really cool people to talk to. Jay Hilgenberg was there. Patrick Scales, the long snapper. I'll tell you what he told me about Fields. Sarah Spain was there. And there was a guy there who scouts in the league. He said, "Your Bears," he said, "you better start thinking 2025 is when they're going to be a really good football, should be a really good football team." I go, 2025?
It's tough.
He said, "Look, you can't be worse than you are now. You should take a step next year, take another step 24. But he said, the Detroit Lions and the Eagles are going to dominate the NFC going forward.
Same baseball, pal. We don't have 3 years to wait. It's the NFL.
What I said to him, he said, "You better start looking around at some of the teams you got to battle."
Yeah.
He goes, "Detroit has two more number ones to add to one of the best rosters in the National Football League. Their roster is loaded."
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you said no to Lawrence.
Yes.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I believe, you know, based on yesterday, I'd probably say no. What happened there?
He looked terrible.
What happened?
Awful.
See, you can't turn
one touchdown. Tyreek Hill scored, picking up a fumble.
Come on, man! You can't turn the switch on and off here. You're a relevant football team for once in December. You got to be able to do better than that offensively. I did not expect him to win the game yesterday, Cap, but I expected a better performance by Tua. There's some times where, but he shines brightly, and I like that McDaniel's right behind him saying, "I love the way he throws the football. We like him as a leader." But you've got to be able to be a little bit more consistent than that. So I think I'm going to throw Tua out.
Okay.
I got to tell you, Hoodie, I watched White Lotus last night, the finale. It was fantastic. So yeah. I didn't.
Watch what?
White Lotus.
I don't know what that is.
This guy. We'll skip over the Cap's missing pop culture blind spot. We'll skip that. I just wanted to say I was watching that, so I missed the first half of the Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, I opened my phone and checked it just to see what was happening. And my head spun like the girl in The Exorcist, 360. 3 of 17.
Oh, my
Tua,
God.
3 of 17 for 25 yards in the third quarter.
Awful.
3 of 17?
Yeah.
He was bad.
I'm out.
You remember The Exorcist, right?
Yeah.
Do you take a date out to see that?
I did.
Remember the girl spinning her? Okay.
Yes, but her head spinning around.
Yeah, you remember that.
Yeah, and don't tell me the name of the girl who was the star actress in there. I'll think of it.
But you did see it.
I did.
Okay, so you say he doesn't know anything about pop culture. You said Exorcist. He's right on it. Come on, Jay. You're better than that.
Credit where credit is due, I guess.
White Lotus. I never heard of it.
It's the most popular TV show on right now.
Yeah.
So I literally couldn't have told you that.
So, Randy, let's open the phone lines here this morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. It's a Bears NFL Monday. Bears in play? No. We have a question to ask you.
It's a
Bears
good question.
It is a good question because we're just trying to find out where you place Justin amongst the best in the NFL. So if you're drafting quarterbacks, where are you drafting Justin Fields? Is he in your top five? We just mentioned four or five quarterbacks here. We actually have more on this list here. But if you're drafting quarterbacks, where are you drafting Justin Fields amongst today's NFL quarterbacks? 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. We'll take more of your phone calls, and we'll talk about more on this list of quarterbacks on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap and J-Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain J-Hood. Weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We're asking a question to you. If you're drafting quarterbacks, where are you drafting Justin Fields? Now, Cap, you and I went through some names here. Let's go through some of the names that we've gone through so far.
Okay, and then I've got a few more for you.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes. The question is, if you got to keep the guy you draft for the next 7 to 10 years, minimum 7 seasons. Tom Brady would be 52, almost 53. You're not drafting him. Aaron Rodgers would be, 46?
Yeah.
You're not drafting him.
No.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes, yes. But what was that yesterday against Denver? You had the game won. 3 interceptions?
Yeah.
So don't play with your food.
So
beat their ass.
So I had a parlay going, and I had Denver plus 9.5.
Yeah.
It's 27-0. And I'm looking to see if there's a buyout.
Because
I had hit the first four.
In your mind, you're tearing up the ticket.
Right. I had hit the first four, and they offered me a decent buyout. I'm like, no, I think Denver could play him tough. It's 27-0. Buyout canceled. Suspended. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, dumbass, you could have had X. And then it's 27-7.
Mm-hmm.
27-4. Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And they get back in it. And then Russell Wilson gets hurt.
Yes, he gets a concussion.
Concussion. He got blasted.
There's a button on the side of his temple. Did you see that when he took his helmet off?
Horrible.
He stood up and was like, hey, let's ride. All right, 12th man. You're not in Seattle.
Yeah, he had no idea where
he was.
He was
looking for Carroll.
Yeah, he had no idea.
He's looking for Pete Carroll. He's like, sir, you play for Denver now.
Yes.
I do? What's your wife's name? Shirley. It's Sierra.
Correct.
You're out.
Correct. You're done.
Brett Rippon, get in there.
Yeah, and he actually played reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Mahomes.
Yep.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Okay, Trevor Lawrence.
Not so sure.
I'm a big Trevor Lawrence guy. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence.
Do you like the team? That's the question. Do you like the future of the team?
It's getting better, yes. And they're going to have another high draft pick. They've done a good job not giving away their draft capital.
All right.
Okay. We said no to Tua. Lamar Jackson.
See, I like Lamar Jackson. I wonder, is there a ceiling on his success, though?
Agreed.
I wonder. And again, this is not saying that he's a bad player. He's an excellent player.
Mm-hmm.
He's redefined the position of someone that is electric with his feet, and he can be also has a good arm. I just wonder sometimes about his accuracy, Cap. After all this time, there's some easy throws. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You've been in the league long enough. Like, show them that you can be the complete package. And yeah. I don't see that enough from him.
Yeah, I would not take him for me.
You think that's he's got five more years of a shelf life of being good, or 3 years?
I mean, he's a good player. I think Justin has the it factor.
All right. So no Lamar Jackson.
Also, is it fair to say Lamar's already on the decline? I mean, two straight seasons he's missing extended period of time for lower body injuries. This year, he hasn't looked nearly as accurate. He hasn't looked nearly as fast. I feel like the mileage is adding up for him. He might be nearing the end.
That's fair to say, Shay. Until we see him pull the nose up on this, I think that's fair to say. Do you have Dak Prescott on your list?
He's here. That's one of the ones I have to ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
The next one I'm going to ask you about is Kyler Murray.
No.
For me, zero chance. I was told something by a scout the other night. He said, dude, he's the most despised guy in his room in any team in the league.
You know, with a change of scenery, maybe, but just under this leadership, I'm not sure if he can be able to get over the hump in Arizona.
Right, if you tell me Sean Payton went in there to try and...
Yeah.
But I hear he's not a great leader, so I'm passing there. Geno Smith.
No, this is a nice story. It's a nice comeback story. No, this is what it is.
Agreed.
I love his head. I love the head on his shoulders because he knows, he says, you know, you're going through a lot right now, Geno. He goes, look, I'm living a dream. He had a great
quote.
Right,
he said, my struggles are everyone else's dream. I know how blessed I am.
He is very good at turning a phrase. I've heard three or four of these things where it's pretty much saying I'm grateful to be in this position.
Correct.
Because people threw me out, thought, you know, that story about Geno Smith being on the West Coast when he's with Jet and he missed a meeting. He was at a movie theater. He's watching the movies. Like, Geno, how come you weren't in the meeting? It's like, I was at the movies. Well, it was a 7 o'clock. He goes, oh, 7 o'clock Pacific or 7 o'clock Eastern? He screwed up the time.
Correct.
And he's like, this guy's a joke. And now he's turning his career around here with Seattle.
He's playing well.
Yeah.
They lost yesterday, but he's had a good year. Dak Prescott. Good player. I'd rather have Justin.
Can you ask me at the end of the season? This will be the greatest opportunity for Dak to get to the Super Bowl.
They should have lost yesterday.
That's
true. They found a way.
It would have been his fault.
Yeah.
Well, that's correct. That's correct. By the way, shout out to Lovie Smith and the Texans. That was 2006 defense that they were playing against the Cowboys
yesterday.
They battled,
man.
They beat the hell out of the Cowboys defensively.
Correct.
That was amazing. The hits they were putting on the
pound them.
Like, I haven't seen that since, like, Mike Brown. That, like, the safeties. The
about
defensive
the one
line?
In the end zone at the end of the game on third down.
Oh,
they
yeah.
ended up scoring to win the game. But
oh, yeah.
That one hit knocked the ball loose. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Nothing to play for, but the defense was stout for the Texans.
Okay.
That was a tough ball game if you were on the wrong side of that. 17-point favorite, was it?
17.5.
So, Dak Prescott, you say no?
Yes. No. I would take Justin before him. Yes. Yes.
It's a tough one, Cap. I don't know about that. I like Dak Prescott. I like to see how this season ends. I think he's been pretty solid. But for the future, I would say, okay, I'll go ride with you with Justin.
Okay. Mac Jones.
No shot.
No shot. No I don't shot. Think he's very good.
No.
Kenny Pickett.
No shot.
Okay.
And good job, Mitch, coming in there. You know, Mitch, you know what that solidified for me? I already knew this, but, you know, Pickett goes out with a concussion. Here comes Mitch, 3 picks.
Correct.
You're a journeyman. Out. You're
exactly.
done.
That's all he is.
But you're done now.
Great guy. Not going to get there.
An opportunity. With the game close.
And the touchdown at the end was a nice throw to Freiermuth.
Yes.
But the 3 picks can't happen.
So if you don't have any value of the football, Mitch, after all this time, then, you know, then you're done.
You're done.
You're just not it. And maybe the Bears broke you. You're just not good enough. Sorry.
Okay, one last name. Deshaun Watson.
Well, I'm going to say no, but I'm not throwing Watson out because there might be a coaching change. And again, he hasn't played in 2 years. What do you want him to look like, Josh Allen? Off of suspension? Come on, Cap. I mean, he's a better quarterback than that. Maybe with the 2 years, maybe he'll never look like we thought he was going to, but I didn't expect him to put up numbers now. He's coming off of suspension.
Correct.
It's going to take some time.
Correct. I would not take Josh Allen. Deshaun Watson over Justin Fields.
All right, so we're asking you, if you are drafting quarterbacks, where are you drafting Justin Fields? If you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Mark, you ready?
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Oh, good, man. You're going to be next on Cap and Jay Hood. Small business owners want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you might have made during the pandemic. To take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call 800-704-2000. Again, 800-704-2000, or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Shane.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood, morning. morning, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the Bear Down podcast. Need more Bears? We got it for you. Coming up with Bleck and Abdallah, the Bear Down podcast that's available now on the ESPN Chicago app. We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock, and we're taking your phone calls now, 312-332-3776. Cap and I are asking you the question, if you are drafting quarterbacks, where are you drafting Justin Fields? And the reason why we ask is because, hey, yesterday was a Bearless Sunday. You got a chance to see a full complement of games, and boy, there's so much talent out there at the quarterback position. Justin, I believe, is emerging, but there are some that are the genuine article right now, guys that are playing bananas, playing great football at the quarterback position.
And
that's a fine.
It is. And again,
dollar.
I don't have any cash today, but I will get it.
Berniesbookbank.org.
I gave him a bunch of money the other night.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything today. All right, so let's take the dollar out.
I don't have any money. Honest to God, I don't have any money.
Cap, if I come over there,
okay,
and if I pull a dollar out of you, it's going to be a problem for you.
If you pull a dollar out of here, I will give you 10 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you $10.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Go right ahead.
Now, what was I starting?
You were saying about Justin Fields and the quarterback position.
You got the proviso as we go to these callers is you got to keep the quarterback for the next 7 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum 7 seasons. Not a year, not a game. This is like, as we turn toward 2030, he's still your guy. Better make the right choice.
All right, as promised, here's Mark and Aurora, who leads us off here on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Mark.
Marco!
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener. Absolutely love you guys every morning.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, I'm taking Justin Fields, and simply because, now, I do love Justin. He's our quarterback, but let me tell you, I think Justin Fields is extremely dynamic, and not only being able to run with his legs, it's because he can throw. You know, there's a lot of throws that were dropped this year that, you know, we've seen and what have you. And I think he's an excellent leader. He's cerebral. And you would listen to this way this man talks about defenses and breaks it down even when he makes mistakes. I'm taking Justin Fields all the way, and I think he's only scratched the surface of his potential over the next 7 to 10 years. I'm taking him.
So, Mark, I'm there with you. As I've said, there's a handful of guys that I would take above him. But I emceed the Patrick Manley Long Snapper of the Year Award the other night at Bernie's Book Bank on Saturday night. Patrick Scales, I got a chance to talk to. He's the long snapper for the Bears and has been for a long time. I said, can you tell me, I think this kid has the it factor. I've interviewed him once in my life. I don't know him. I'm not at work with him every day. He said he is, without a doubt, the boss in the locker room. He said his work ethic is off the charts. How he treats his teammates, off the charts. He said, talk about leadership. Best I've been around. He's amazing. He said, we just got to continue to get better around him.
Hey, that's good to know. And I think the last part is the most important part, and that is, it's one thing to have a diamond in the rough, but if you have crap around it, that's not going to be good enough. It's still a diamond, sure, but what about around it? It's like, he cannot be the quarterback you want him to be with an offensive line that's rickety, without weapons, all the things. And smarter coaching, better game plan, all of it. If you think he's that special, take care of him.
All of it. There was this one scout that I was talking to there. He said, 2024, I think you guys will be, you know, a very improved team. He said, 23 is pushing it. There's just nothing left on that roster around him. Very little. But he did say the biggest problem the Bears are going to have going forward, depth. He said, yes, you want to get receivers, and we got to get another offensive lineman, and we got to get better on the defensive side. He goes, your guys' depth is less than replacement level. That's the biggest problem you have.
And that was by design, by the way, looking at their receiving core.
Correct.
They completely went to the bottom shelf on purpose.
He said, this thing, he goes, I chuckled listening to people think, oh, maybe the Bears, because Nagy's out of here. We were having this discussion. He said, listen to me. That thing was built to lose.
Sure.
He goes, Ryan Poles is never going to tell you that. But when you spend $94 million in dead cap charges, he plays for, I was looking at Khalil Mack last night. We got $64 million in dead cap charges. He plays for the L.A. Chargers. I mean, it's crazy.
Mark, we appreciate the phone call. Now, you see, Mark leaves line open, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Antonio's in Logan Square with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
How you guys doing? As for me, as going to drafting, I think I would draft Justin early, maybe two or three, just because his work ethic, his leadership, and everything that comes with him, man. You see younger quarterbacks like Kyler Murray, who are not liked in the locker room, sources say, and just throws tantrums on the field. And Justin Fields, in the situation he's in, I think it made him become the ball player he is today, you know, and become a real good quarterback, you know. And there's still more to see from him, but as far as drafting, I would take him two or three, in my opinion. You know?
Well, you're leaving a lot of good names on the board. Yeah. If you're who you have number one, Mahomes?
Is Mahomes number one for you?
Mahomes. Yeah. I would go Mahomes with number one, obviously.
And you would take Justin ahead of Joe Burrow?
Yeah, that's just me. Long-term, 7 years plus, I would take Justin Fields two or three. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have him top five.
I'm impressed by Burrow getting to the Super Bowl with the worst offensive line in the Bears in some ways. I mean,
you're
it's
right.
Amazing how he's able to get there. Got killed, but still got to the Super Bowl. So, Antonio, I appreciate the phone call. Here's one thing I just want to point out. You know, I personally don't care about likability or unlikability. I care about results. There's been a lot of players that might have been unpopular in the locker room or unpopular with the press that have been able to get the job done to be able to win. For me personally, as a fan, I'm just looking at, are you a difference-making player or not? Now, again, somewhere down the line, if you're unlikable, it might sting you in the butt as far as teammates liking you. But ultimately, are you winning with a good player, no matter the makeup of the player?
But no one says you have to be likable that I want to go to dinner with you as a teammate. But if you're not a great leader, then it's not going to work. I don't care how talented you are. Exhibit A, Jay Cutler.
Was he a great leader?
No.
Okay. Was he a great player?
He had amazing talent. He had a big-time arm. Big-time arm.
Mm-hmm.
He's an intelligent dude. He's a tough guy. He will play through injury. The fact that he was a type 1 diabetic and got to the level he did speaks to his willingness to battle. And I've had multiple guys who were on that team go, dude, worst leader ever.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Denver gave him away at age 25?
You know who's a tough guy is Mike White, Jets quarterback.
Holy. Holy.
Don't swear on the air now, but you're knocked out twice and still in the ballgame. That says a lot for how tough that guy is.
Tough guy.
Out of the game twice?
How bad Holy must cow. Zach Wilson be in the room that he's not even the backup? He was the number two pick in the draft 2 years ago. He's not even the backup.
Funny, you don't have him on the list. Your list right there.
Oh, did
well, have you seen him play, Hoodie?
Didn't even think of it. He was drafted the same draft as Justin.
Yeah, I know.
But so that'll be 2 years this April.
Go ahead, Shay.
If there's a lesson to be learned from Zach Wilson, every single year we see like the 2020 whatever draft when it was Fields and Lawrence and Wilson. Fields and Lawrence were consensus 1 and 2 all year going into it. Okay. And then Zach Wilson has this incredible pro day video come out where he's in an empty room and throwing 50 yards on the run. All of a sudden, he's the number two pick, and he's like the worst quarterback ever in the NFL.
Yeah, the one thing this guy was telling me the other night, he said there were teams that, like Patrick Surtain went to Denver. J.C. Horn went ahead of him too, didn't he? Go to Carolina?
Mm-hmm. And interception, yeah.
And I said, why? Because of Justin's epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney wrote an amazing story. We're going to talk to her at 8:35 about his battle with epilepsy. I think his sister has it as well.
Mm-hmm.
He said there were teams that were concerned about it. That's just a fact.
Eddie's on the north side with Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. All right, Eddie.
Good morning, boys. So morning. A couple of takeouts first before I get to
Fine.
My point. Comeback player of the year, Jared Goff. I mean, come on, 3,400 yards, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Unbelievable. I mean, you got to admit it, man. The guy's got that offense going in the right direction. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, that team looks really good.
Tampa Bay gets rid of their coach, and that entire team doesn't look like they want to play for that guy. I mean, everywhere around, I cannot believe how horrible that team looks after switching your coach. It seems like the receivers are disinterested. It's just a mess. And Brady brought that on because I don't think he wanted that other coach there, and look what happened. So he reaps what he sows. Burrow or Mahomes. But we have to remember, I think not since Steve Young did a quarterback that get drafted go into a situation that was so good as Patrick Mahomes did in Kansas City, because that was a really, really good team. And if you get drafted, that's the situation you want to get drafted to. And it's kind of crappy if you get drafted 1 and 2. You're going to go to, like, you know, the worst teams in the league. But behind Alex, he learned a little bit and came in there, and they had a great team, and he took him right to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's a stud. Eddie, he is a stud.
Eddie, we appreciate the telephone call. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. 312-332-3776, our phone number. When you take a look at all the quarterbacks in the NFL, where's Justin amongst the best? Again, over the last, what, 5 to 10 years?
Over the next 7 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So basically at the end of the decade, he's still got to be your guy. Where you drafted Justin? I think everyone's taking Mahomes 1, Burrow 2.
Where's Justin?
Where's Justin?
So we'll talk about it coming up next. Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Again, Grainger.com. Shay.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain Jay Hood, mornings 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With you till 10, and then it'll be Mike Greenberg from 10 to noon, Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia at 2, Black and Abdallah at 6, Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8, all part of the mix right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000, as we talk to you about the Bears and Justin Fields. We got a list of quarterbacks here, and again, Cap, we're talking 8 to 10 years. Who would you rather have? There's a lot of young quarterbacks on this list, but I think Justin falls in that top five for some. Let's find out from you. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Melrose Park, here's Joey G on ESPN 1000. All right, Joey.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Joey!
Dad?
Cappy!
What's up,
Hoodie?
Kid?
Hello, my friend.
All right. I'm just going to go with Justin because of no offensive line. The kid has kept us in many of games. Yeah. And excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's a fine.
Many of games. I got a dollar for the jar.
Yes, go right ahead.
Put a second one in. I don't have any money.
Berniesbookbank.org.
Yeah, so no offensive line, no receivers, and the kids have been in good games. Kept us in good games. So, and the other thing, too, what I watched yesterday is hopefully what we're going to see in the Bears in 2 years with Detroit.
Yeah, that Detroit team, look how many number one picks they've had. I mean, they're loaded up front of the offensive. Did you see the play? They're calling it the play of the year in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Snorling, did you watch any of the Lion game?
Yeah, I watched the entire thing.
How about that play where they threw the pass to Penei Sewell, who was in motion? Guy's 360 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call that
the play of the year. I don't even know if that was the play of the day. Everybody talked about it, but I thought Mahomes...
I'm just telling you what the article said. They called it the play of the year.
Underhand flip to whoever it was for the touchdown was Jerick the best
McKinnon,
play I
that
saw
was
yesterday.
Another amazing
I
one.
Mean, now, you know, it's just, Joey, there's so many great plays in the NFL, is it not?
Oh, unbelievable. Just, that's all I heard yesterday with the Detroit game. It's his first catch.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The guy brought the ball to his father.
Yeah.
Here's his first catch. He's been back from injury. He hasn't played a game. Everybody had a first catch or first touchdown.
Yeah, that's Jameson Williams you're talking about, the kid who had the ACL from Alabama, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, a couple of
Thanks,
things.
Thanks, Joey. So you're the man.
The Sewell play was amazing.
He's their right tackle.
It's just not. I mean, you could say tackle eligible, you know, all you want, but you don't know if he's going to get the ball. And then he gets the ball, which is amazing to see a big guy like that getting a catch.
And you see him dive for the first down?
Yeah.
So there's a picture. He is completely horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
He's three, what is he, 360?
Yeah.
Completely horizontal. And the little caption said, picture of the year on the play of the year.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I mean, hey, listen, talent comes in any size.
Yes.
Look at me.
There you go.
7-10. So there's that.
Love that.
Now, Mahomes is playing basketball out there. Okay, this is where it gets fun, Shay, because you are just doing anything you can to get the ball to receiver. It's not the classic drop back. Look at me. I'm a statue back there.
Right, put number 12 on him. Yeah.
Brother, he's just doing what he can. Like, I just got to get the ball out. Like, just catch it. However it comes. It's not going to be this beautiful NFL film spiral.
He got picked off three times yesterday.
It's just going to be just, I'm going to try to get you the ball.
Correct.
Right?
However.
So it's fun. And that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. Yeah, it's not going to look pretty all the time. Might be a little sandlot every now and then. As long as you get the ball out. It's fun.
Agreed.
312-332-3776, our phone number. Here's Mark in Barrington on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. So I'm probably looking at maybe just outside the top 10, probably right around 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking at guys. Like,
you have that many guys ahead of Justin?
Whoa, him. Let him talk. What do you have 10, right, Mark?
Yeah, you guys dismissed two a little bit earlier, but you forget the game that he had against Baltimore, the 300-yard first half he had a couple weeks ago against San Diego.
Who?
All these guys have more passing yards, better percentages. Yes, Justin has great leg talent. He hasn't proven it through the air yet. My concern with him is towards the end of the year like this, he's going to have more injury where he's not going to be able to make it through the year. You guys talked about Lamar Jackson and him not making it through things. That's my concern with Justin Fields. Fair. Is he won't be able to make it through a full season when you get towards games in November and December when you're playing meaningful football.
Okay, so if you're Mark and Barrington's on the clock, and I'm telling you Mahomes is gone, Burrow is gone, Josh Allen's gone, who are you taking, where are you taking, or how far down the list?
Well, I got Jalen Hurts. I'll be taking Jalen Hurts,
Herbert.
Lamar Jackson, maybe Geno Smith, kind of in that same spot right now. Trevor Lawrence, like you mentioned earlier, Trevor Lawrence, you mentioned really well. Jared Goff is playing incredible football right now. He's only 28, so you're talking 7 years. That puts him at 35. He's in that discussion. Depends on what I'm looking at right now, but I have all those guys right there.
I got you. All right, we'll hear the phone call. It is 1:56 right now in the afternoon in London, England. Here's Matt, who's calling us on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Matt.
Hello, my brothers. How are you?
Hello, bruv. Great day to talk Bears, isn't it?
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. You know what? It's a little bit snowy here in London, which is a bit of a rare one, so maybe I'm not picturing that I'm in Chicago right now. But, I basically watched like loads of games yesterday, and I just got to say about Brock Purdy as well. That kid absolutely balled out. And I'm right in thinking he was like the last pick of the draft. And it goes to show you that what you can do when you've got good talent around you, like weapons and obviously like people protecting you. And that is why I'm picking our man, Mr. Fields,
mm-hmm.
next after, Mahomes and also...
So he'd be in your top five or top three?
Top three, 100%. 100%. And I'll tell you why, because if the Bengals, as you guys said earlier on, that Burrow's getting the Bengals so far as he did with hardly any protection, it's incredible. But he still had weapons. Like, Chase is an incredible weapon. And I'll tell you, next year or the next few years, he's the best player, right? And honestly, if we get weapons around that kid, he's going to be... next level. He's unbelievable, and that is why I'm taking him. Thank you so much, guys. I love you very much.
You're the best.
Thank you very much,
Matt.
And
I completely agree with him,
mm-hmm.
that if you dropped a Ja'Marr Chase-style guy for Justin, and you shored up your offensive line, and you added another good receiver, and Mooney comes back healthy, I don't know about Claypool. I hope Claypool is what they hope he is. Whoa. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're like, we look pretty good.
The number one show in the UK, Cap and Jay Hood. We just heard from Matt there.
Yep.
And in 2 minutes, we give you Shot or No Shot on Chicago's Home for Sports.